It from Cyprus.
Mr. President, this delegation wishes to add its voice to those welcoming the Rwandan delegation and thanks His Excellency Mr. Johnson Businge, Minister of Justice and Attorney General, for his comprehensive introductory statement on the country's national report, as well as for the information provided on progress made concerning the implementation of first cycle recommendations. Cyprus wishes to commend the measures that the government of Rwanda has taken towards implementing its international human rights obligations. In particular, we welcome the steady increase in the funding of the National Commission for Human Rights over the period of the last 4 years, as well as the enhancement of the authority of the Office of the Ombudsman. We would encourage the Rwandan authorities to do the same with the Gender Monitoring Office, which could and should have a more substantial role in efforts to promote gender equality and combat gender-based violence. Finally, Cyprus has 3 recommendations to make for the consideration of the Rwandan authorities. 1, to accede to and fully align national legislation with the Rome Statute of the International Criminal Court. 2, to adopt further measures with the aim of guaranteeing the freedom of speech and the independence of the media. And 3, to take all appropriate measures to ensure that all reported cases of enforced disappearance are thoroughly investigated. I thank you, Mr.